Welcome to Stories from Chosun, the audio version of the House of Chosun daily blog posts available at chosunhouse.com. Today, police brutality, the real thing. I've been sharing with you the eyewitness accounts of prison life in North Korea using David Hawk's Hidden Gulag. I'm about to wrap up my time in this book, which is available online free. I thought I'd share with you today a summary of the torture testimony given by Mr. Hawk towards the end of his book. I understand that not all these prisoners are in jail for their faith, yet it is important for you to understand the climate of prison life, lest you forget that your brothers and sisters are truly suffering. Oh, please pray for them. From 1967 until into the 2000s, there's an unbroken chain of evidence that North Korean prisoners are tortured. Here is a short list of eyewitness proof. A detainee is beaten unconscious for hunger-related rule infraction in 1997, Chongjin City. Detainees are beaten with shovels if they did not work fast enough, also Chongjin City. Detainees regularly placed in undersized punishment boxes for 15 days, unable to stand up or lie down. That's in Dancheon. Prisoners subjected to motionless kneeling and water torture, facial and shin beatings with rifle butts, leaving permanent damage to ear and eye. Pyongyang, 1994. Separate punishment cells from which few returned alive in Yodak. Prisoners beaten to death by work unit leaders, Dancheon, late 80s. Former guard reports that in Horyang camp, there were so many beatings from guards that they were finally reprimanded. Male prisoners beaten by guards, Chongjin, mid-2000. Detainees compelled to beat each other, Onsong. Detainee reports that his fingers were broken. He was kicked and beaten on the head and face until ears, eyes, nose, and mouth were bleeding, 1997 in Onsong. Out of six persons in an adjoining cell, Pyongyang, 1997, prisoner says two were carried out on stretchers, two needed guard assistance to walk, only two could walk by themselves. Prisoners ordered to be motionless who moved were handcuffed from the upper bars of their cells with their feet off the floor. Detainees who talked when silence was commanded were ordered to slap and hit each other. The list goes on and on, but I will stop. I want you to go to www.hrnk.org and look up this Hidden Gulag book. It's free. And you'll find there also in the same section, page 70, 71, 72, the ethnic infanticide victims. Babies killed because they were the wrong race. If we are so grieved, and I know we are, we know that our loving God is too. He will arise. His enemies will be defeated. Oh, that it might be soon, Lord. Thank you for your interest in North Korea. Visit us at chosunhouse.com for more blogs, current North Korean news, and many other resources. You can even get Chosun House to your iPod via iTunes or Sermon Audio. We're trying to provide everything you need to get an informed prayer life regarding Chosun, the Hermit Kingdom, the land of morning calm.